Well, welcome to the Playgirl Diaries. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. I'm really excited to be on here today and talk about something that I absolutely love, which is at-home upkeep or at-home maintenance, whatever you would like to call it. Just basically learning how to do skills at home that you would instead pay like hundreds of dollars for. So, you know, this is things like nails, eyebrows, lashes, shaving, waxing, whatever. And I want to start off with nails because getting your nails done now is so ridiculously expensive. And for me, it's just not worth the money because I live in a very small town. We don't have many nail artists. I've tried a few different salons. I've tried a few nail techs and I'm just not happy with it. The last nail tech that I went to was I think in like 2021 and it was over $100 and my nails were very basic. They didn't look how I wanted them to look. They didn't last long at all. Literally one of the nails broke the next day. And, you know, it's just really frustrating to go somewhere, pay the money, spend 1 to 3 hours there depending on what design you get, and then you're not happy with it. Or maybe you are happy with it and then a couple days later they break. And obviously this isn't the case for everybody. There are a lot of people who have great nail techs or go to great salons and they are very happy with everything. They're happy with their nails, the price, and the experience. And if you have all of those things and you are just so happy with it, I completely understand why you're getting your nails done. Like, for sure. Like, I'm not saying don't ever get your nails done again. It's a waste of money. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that for me, and I know for a lot of other people, it's very hard for us to find a nail tech who actually listens to us, who can do the designs we want them to do, and is also within our price range. Like, you might have everything perfect. They might be way too expensive for you, or they might be a price you're comfortable paying, but maybe they can't do the designs you want. Or maybe it's just not working at all, and they can't do the designs, and it's expensive, and it's just, like, so inconvenient, because, like, I can't. Like, got my nails done a little bit as a teenager here and there at salons, and I loved it. And that was back when they were, like, very, very affordable. And it was totally worth it for me. They didn't last too long, but I wasn't really mad at that. My nails have never really lasted long when I get them done. I've always had an issue with making acrylic nails last a while. I don't know what it is, but they just always, like, pop off, which is crazy. Because I don't know very many people that happens to, but, like, they will pop off within a couple days. And this has happened to me several times. So maybe it's just not for me. But, yeah, so I regularly did my nails at the salon and stuff as a teenager. And then I kind of stopped for a while because my job wouldn't let me have nails. And in 2019, I started to learn how to do my own nails at home. I messed around with acrylic. I messed around with dip powder a little bit. And I just didn't really like it. For me, it just wasn't really working. The acrylic specifically, I didn't like the smell of it. I didn't like the entire process. It just was not worth it to me. It was too much work for too little payoff, and I just didn't really enjoy it. So I stopped trying acrylic on myself. But what I ended up doing was I went on Amazon, and on Amazon they sell these kits of nails that are like an insane amount of nail pieces. Like, I don't know exactly, but it's like 100+ nails. It comes with all of these nails, not just nail tips, like full on nails. They're going to be clear or they're just going to have like a tint to them. And you can get whatever shape you want. You can get coffin, stiletto, almond, whatever it is. You can get whatever length you want, anything. So you buy those nails, and then you're also going to need little nail stands, which are under $10, and they last forever. I bought mine in like 2019. I still have them and I use them every time. So you're going to want to find nail stands, and all you have to do is put the little nails onto the nail stand, and then you need your polish, your nail glue, and files, and what's it called? The top coat. All of that, and you can do your nails flawlessly at home. You don't need acrylic, you don't need a ton of different gels, you don't need a light, you don't need a drill, you don't need all of these tools that just make it inconvenient and hard to store and expensive. You don't need any of that, I promise you. You need the nails, which you're probably going to buy literally like once or twice a year. I'm not even kidding. Depending on how often you do your nails, you might need to do it a little more. But I bought my big pack of nails, I think last year, like early 2023 or late 2022. It's 2024 and I still have that same pack. And so less than $10, less than $10. And then the nail stands, you basically buy them once and you're good. Nail glue, you're going to have to buy every couple months, but it's like $3 at Walmart or wherever. And then nail polish and stuff, you can get anywhere and you can buy it however often as you'd like or often as you need. But you don't need all the other stuff. You can obviously get it if you want to like really get into making nails and like learn how to do acrylic and dip powder and gel and stuff. But you do not have to. All of that stuff is optional. You can basically make press-ons at home with the tips and nail polish, because that's what I do every time. And I get compliments on my nails all the time. Whenever I do my nails at home, I get compliments of it. And I tell them like, oh, I did this at home. And they're very impressed, which is very nice. But it's literally no different than painting your natural nails. But they look like you spent $100 on them. And not only are they more affordable, it's way more convenient, at least for me personally, because I live in a pretty small town. I've tried basically all of the salons and techs around me. If I wanted to try a new nail tech, they would definitely be an hour plus away. So that is an hour drive there, an hour drive home, money for gas, and then you're also spending like an hour to 3 hours at the appointment, depending on the design. Not only that, if your nail breaks, you have to drive all the way back there, take time out of your schedule, do whatever you need to do to get there, and it's just a lot of work. It's just very inconvenient for me, and I just don't like it, because I've had so many scenarios where it's like, oh, I'm going on a date Friday, it's Thursday and my nail broke, and there's nothing I can do. My nail tech is busy, I'm busy, I'm gonna have to go on my date with one less nail. Or like, I remember one time I got my nails done for my birthday, and I was like going out and doing stuff on my birthday. My nail broke like 2 days before my birthday, and I was unable to get to the salon in time. So on my birthday, my nails were messed up, and it's just frustrating, it's irritating, and it's just like, no, I'm tired of doing that. It's too stressful for me. On top of it being expensive, like, I cannot. It's just so irritating to me. So, it's really nice when you do your nails at home, because you can literally do them whenever you want. And if one of them pops off, if you have it still, obviously, you can glue it back on. Or you can just repaint a nail and put it back on brand new, which literally will take you 5 minutes. You put the nail on the stand, paint it with your nail polish, wait for it to dry, paint it with the top coat, and glue it on. It's literally that easy, and your nails are like new again. And they don't really pop off that easily, for me at least. And like I said, nails pop off very easily for me, so it's like shocking that they don't. But yeah, love doing my nails at home. I recommend it to everybody. And you can go all out. You can buy stickers, you can buy charms, you can buy, like, you can buy Hello Kitty decals, Sanrio decals, all this stuff that you see like on Instagram and stuff. You can buy that on Amazon for an incredibly cheap price and have a literal lifetime supply for you and your friends. That's another thing that I love about it. You can do your friends' nails, and you can do your nails in the comfort of your own home. Like, you don't have to go anywhere. You can literally do your nails while you watch your favorite show, while you watch your YouTube videos, while you listen to music. It's so relaxing. Like, you can have a girls' night and do your nails. You can hang out with your family and do your nails. You can hang out with your boyfriend and do your nails. Like, it's just so fun. It turns it into a hobby, and it turns it into like a creative outlet. For me, it's so fun to shop for like nail charms and nail decals and just see like what type of things you can do. And you can do them for so much more affordable than going to get them done. And it's really easy. Like, okay, so the nail stand, that's a one-time purchase, around $10. Actual nail tips, around $10. And then you have them for like months to years. So we're at $20. Polishes, files, and glue. Glue, I like the Kiss one. It's white with a green label. $3 at Walmart. They also have it at Ulta. All that stuff. Compared to spending $100+ every 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. Insane. So I love doing my nails at home. I think it's really fun. I think it's a good creative outlet. It's affordable. And instead of putting that money into your nails can still look amazing. You can put that money in your savings. You can pay off your debt if you have debt. Like, you can buy a new bag. You can buy more clothes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many better uses for that amount of money, I feel like, than nails. Because you can really achieve some good nails at home with not a lot of skill, not a lot of time, and not a lot of money. Like, it's so easy that it's ridiculous that more people aren't doing it to me. But yeah, love doing my nails at home. It's super fun. Love it. Another thing that I do love doing at home is my eyebrows. I don't always do my eyebrows at home. For a couple years, I was actually getting my eyebrows done, or doing my eyebrows at home religiously. Like, I think from 2018 to literally this year, 2024, I had always done my eyebrows at home, and I was always happy with them. I never really had an issue, but I noticed that they were starting to look a little bit differently and make my face look less symmetrical. So I did go to a nail, or I'm sorry, I'm talking about so many different things. It's like kind of hard to keep saying the right things. So I went to a new eyebrow person to get my eyebrows just shaped. Just get them shaped, get them cleaned up. And then ever since I got them shaped, I've just been cleaning them up at home. Because I feel like once your eyebrows are a good shape, you can just clean them up at home. I mean, you don't have to, but like, I did go back to that eyebrow person after I got them initially shaped and I got them cleaned up. And I literally feel like I can do the same exact thing at home for free. That person is very talented, not taking anything from them at all. But I just feel like for my eyebrow shape and me personally, it's not worth it. You can get an eyebrow razor and some tweezers and then mini scissors. Things that I'm sure 95% of us already have at home, and clean them up and they'll look like you just got them done. Like, seriously, if you need to get them like fully shaped, definitely recommend going to the salon because it's just a lot easier. But if you just need to clean them up, like, I don't really see the need in going. Like, you can get the same exact effect at home and it's gonna look the same pretty much. And I would just say watch some TikToks, watch some YouTube videos, and you're pretty much good to go. Like, don't go crazy and like start shaving off like your actual eyebrow or tweezing stuff from the middle of your brow. Like, don't do anything that's gonna change the shape, but like, if there's some hairs that are in the middle or on your forehead and they just look a little bit messy, you can clean that up at home, no problem. Like, you don't have to make an appointment, drive there, sit there, wait, get them done just for like a little bit of cleanup. Like, it's kind of unnecessary in my opinion, for me at least. So yeah, I do like to go occasionally just to get them like reshaped if they're looking like really crazy, but I mainly just do like the upkeep at home. And other than eyebrows, I don't personally get my lashes done, but I have heard great things about doing your lashes at home. You can get the little lash clusters, glue those on, and you're basically all set. There are so many tutorials on YouTube and TikTok and everywhere about doing your lashes at home. I definitely would like to try it. Just to see how it goes and just so I can like tell people about it and recommend. But there are so many brands that are doing like at-home lash extensions. You can just Google it and you can see all these brands. This one's called like VI's Beauty. I've never heard anything about these brands. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just saying what I see on Google. Lashify, Flutter Habit, Lux Cosmetics, Lilac Street Pro Lash. Like, there's all of these brands. And then there's also like a bunch on Amazon. I'm sure that they have some at Ulta. All of that. And yeah, just take good care of them, wash them how you're supposed to, and I wouldn't really put mascara over them at home. I don't really know, but yeah, that's also a great thing that you can do. Or you can just get strip lashes and wear those, which is what I do because I don't like the look of lashes every single day. But yeah, strip lashes are great. I love Ioni from the Dollar Tree, and I do also like Kiss ones. Those ones are pretty good. Another thing, part of personal upkeep that you can do at home is your toes, which like kind of go hand in hand with your nails. If you already have long toenails, obviously just paint them, file them, keep them looking nice. You really don't have to do anything crazy. I'm a white toe girl forever and ever. It matches all of my shoes. I feel like it just looks the best with my skin tone. I'm always gonna just be a white toe girl. Occasionally I'll do a pink, but I don't know, I love it so much, like a white toe or a French tip. And all of my toenails are like the length that I like, except I do put a fake toenail on my big toe, I'm not gonna lie. If you want like that pedicured, expensive, exquisite, like just got my pedicure done feet, would definitely recommend fake toenails. You don't have to put them on every toenail, I don't, but just putting it on your big toe is gonna make it look like you got your toes done. It doesn't look crazy, it doesn't look like you got acrylic toes, but my big toe is very like, it's very short for some reason, and it's like kind of rounded. I like the square toe look, but I don't have enough big toe nail to file, so I just get the fake one and I glue it on and I paint it white and it looks like my natural toenail, but like nobody will ever know. You're wearing your slides, nobody's ever gonna know. Like if you have full acrylic toenails, people are probably gonna look at them and be like, oh yeah, those are fake, which is fine, nothing wrong with that, but like I love just having the one because it makes them look perfect, but they look very natural. So that's a really good tip for your toes looking great. Also, toe rings are gorgeous, anklets of course, just cute little touches that are feminine and girly. Another thing that I love doing at home is like shaving. I've personally never got a wax before. I'm honestly afraid. I'm afraid of the pain. I'm afraid of it being awkward. And they're expensive. And I heard that like it's basically like shaving where it just gets like prickly within like the first week or so, which is just annoying. Like I'm not gonna go be uncomfortable with a stranger, pay the money, sit in pain, and then I just have the same results as shaving after like a couple days to a week. No. I would rather just do like laser hair removal, which is also painful, but like at least eventually after so many treatments, you're gonna get to stop going. Like there's a purpose at the end of the, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean? But I do really like shaving. I've never really had any big issues with shaving. I know that there are a lot of people who just absolutely hate it, and if that's you, go get that Brazilian. Like no judgment over here. But for me personally, it's just not worth it to me. The pain, the everything, like I already said. I think that the secret to getting a nice clean shave is a good razor and a good shaving cream, and also good prep. So you want to just keep your skin moisturized. Like you need to be lotioning on the regular. You need to be using exfoliators on the regular. Like you can't not put on lotion on for 3 days. Like, okay, say you skipped your lotion. You just didn't put lotion on for whatever reason. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. When you shave on Thursday, you're more likely to get razor burn. Because even if you put lotion on afterwards, like, it doesn't really matter. You haven't been moisturized all week long. Your skin has been dry, and now you're shaving it. So you're making it even drier. You're making it even more irritated. You know what I mean? Like, you just have to prep your skin really good. Be very diligent about, like, lotion, exfoliating, using a nourishing body wash, all that stuff. But I feel like if you do all of that, your shaving routine's probably going to be pretty good. Obviously, a lot of people's skin is more sensitive than others, but I have pretty sensitive skin. And right now what I've been loving is the EOS Shea Butter Dry Skin Shave Cream. There's a couple different scents, but the one that I have is coconut oil. It's a little bit coconutty, but it's basically just like a neutral fresh smell. I love this. It comes out kind of like a body butter. It's really nourishing. It doesn't irritate my skin anywhere, and it smells so good. You can use it all over the body. It's not going to irritate you, and like I said, it's very nourishing because it's like a body butter texture. And then for razors, I love men's razors. I love Gillette, I believe it is. I tried a Bic one, and I actually posted it on my Instagram story, and it was the wrong razor. That is not the razor that I normally buy, and I didn't notice until afterwards, but I posted this men's Bic razor on my Instagram story, and I was like, oh, this combo is great. After I used it, I deleted it because that razor gave me razor burn so bad, and I rarely get razor burn. That one gave me it really bad. So I would definitely have to recommend men's Gillette razors or women's like four blade razors. And then for shaving cream, the EOS one that I mentioned is great. And I also love baby shampoo. I think baby shampoo gives me the cleanest shave out of anything. The only problem with baby shampoo is it's not as nourishing as the EOS one. But if your skin is already moisturized, it's fine. But yeah, for razors, definitely would recommend men's Gillette. And I love the Schick Intuition women's razor for like underarms and legs. That one is really good. It's just hard to get in like crevices. And then after you shave, whenever you get out of the shower, you definitely want to moisturize. I would recommend like a neutral smell, something very like fresh, nothing too fragrant. Like, don't put on a Bath and Body Works lotion afterwards because it will probably irritate your skin. At least it does for me. So I like to use like EOS Fresh and Cozy, EOS Vanilla Cashmere, or like a Johnson's baby lotion type of thing. And all of those together give me a really nice clean shave. And then also for the bikini area, highly recommending using baby oil gel or Vaseline gel on the outside of those areas because that needs moisture too. It doesn't irritate it. I don't know. I just love doing that. I feel like it's always really soft down there. It prevents razor burn for me. Keeps it moisturized, keeps everything good. I really love that trick. My favorite one is I think it's the baby oil gel cocoa butter. I don't think it's the Vaseline one. I want to say it's the Johnson's baby oil gel. But I do love that. That is one of like my best kept secrets. So doing stuff at home, you can still look expensive. You can look made up. And you basically get the same effect for way, way cheaper. I'm going to try to make an Amazon list of all of the different nail tools that I use and shaving tools that I use and post it on like my Twitter, my Tumblr, my Instagram, just so you can kind of see the product and visualize what I'm talking about. But I love all of the products that I mentioned. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great week. Bye.